With that, I will call to the meeting to order. This is a remote meeting, and it will be conducted remotely over Zoom. Attendance by board commission members will be remote. Remote attendance shall count toward quorum. The meeting may be broadcast live and will be recorded on ECAT. There's a whole boatload of other information that can be found in our agenda packet. I encourage anybody who wants to should read that and understand opportunities to interact, how they can raise their hand, utilization of phone numbers to call in, all that good stuff. So with that, I will go around the horn based upon the people that I see here for attendance. Al?
Benson, present.
John Ventresco?
Present.
Dennis Sheedy?
Present.
Amanda Varela?
Present.
Meredith Keach?
Present.
And Tom Broussard is present as well. So we have quorum. Thank you everybody for joining. I can't even make a straight face joke to say we have a very heavy lift tonight, but it is great to see you all. I did think though, sometimes it's just the ability to have the meeting, see everybody connect, because there may be questions or thoughts or items that we can cover when it's not a heavy night. So tonight we have the minutes. We have the 2024 CPC meeting schedule, which I think we had previously distributed. So hopefully everybody has those dates and can put them in their calendar. I think somebody was kind enough to set up CPC meetings for these dates that showed up in our Google calendars. If whoever, was that you, Wayne?
I can do that again. If we are good with these, I can send out the invite for the rest of the year.
I just want to say thank you. It helps me because invariably I'm scrambling and then I see the link and it makes it all easy.
Yeah.
So that's appreciated. But I guess first order of business, we do have minutes from our regular session dated February 8th, 2024. If there are no comments, questions, thoughts, or concerns about them, I would take a motion to accept those minutes.
Move to accept.
Second.
It's Varela and Sheedy, and going in reverse order, Meredith? She's like, I just muted, Tom. What are you doing to me?
Sorry, that's what I did. I'm going to abstain.
Fair. Amanda?
Aye.
Dennis?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Al?
Aye.
And Broussard is an aye as well. That still carries quorum. So 5-4-1 abstention. With that, the 2024 CPC meeting schedule, as put forth, recommended by the one, the only Wayne. I didn't see any issues. I know we had talked about them before, but it is Thursday. It's the second Thursday of every month, I believe. I didn't see any holiday concerns. And I was just going to ask folks if we get to July and August. So maybe when we get to April and May, we have a discussion about July and August, just in case there are vacation considerations. I am sensitive to that. And if one of those meetings was light and the other had some more content, then maybe we could make it so that we didn't meet both July and August. I can't remember how we did it last year, but I think we met every month, maybe taking one off.
I think we took one off.
Got it. But I'm just thoughtful. People have travel, summer plans. So if anybody has any thoughts around that, please know, happy to entertain it. And maybe at the April or May meeting, we can revisit that. Anybody have any issues on the meeting schedule?
None.
Hearing none, Wayne, I would be deeply appreciative if you could send off those calendar invites to the team.
I'll do that on Monday.
Most welcome. And if you could toss in, I don't know what the reminder status is, but you can usually set a couple. If you could do one maybe 4 or 5 days before and one the day of, that would give people two reminders. It would be awesome.
Okay. I will look into doing advance and day of. Yep.
Sweet. I will just pop open the meeting. Just opening the packet so I can show kind of the dates that Wayne has put together for us. And if I do this right, I can rotate them. Self rotates. Love that when technology works. Uh, So hopefully everybody can see my screen. Wayne, I think this is the appropriate slide for the dates and the that we are talking about. So look, I just want to say I appreciate everybody's flexibility. I think we do a real good job at having a process that gets the majority of work done and it enables us to be nimble at the end of our season to accommodate last moment requests that are valid and warranted. So I do believe fundamentally we should try to stick to a process. It gives definition for those people that file applications. And like I said, it avoids us getting jammed up. But I guess the dates that we have here would be letters of interest being submitted via a deadline of June 26th. Then we start our letter of interest review, which is the August 8th start. That's when we kind of give initial indications, recommendations, go, no go, proceed. We're trying to accommodate people's time. Then on Thursday, October 10th becomes draft applications, which is the second step in the process. And it gives us just a timeline where we can engage with people. We could always invite them back in September for letters of interest that we want to have in terms of additional discussion. So Wayne, I appreciate that there's a meeting that looks empty, but if we have 55 letters of interest, we'll probably need a couple meetings. So same thing on the draft applications. And I think by then we'll have a good handle on the final applications. So I'm okay with not having an extra meeting in between those. And as we did, I just give credit to the flexibility. There were times where we had a draft application that we all appreciated could be construed as a final application that we could then therefore make a vote to recommend because it was very straightforward. So getting some things done when we can in these earlier meetings is great. We finished by January 9th. That leaves the February meeting as a backup meeting. And I think this is the same process, Wayne, correct me if I'm wrong, and Steph, if that we executed this year. And I thought it went pretty smoothly this year. But that said, there's always ways to get better. And I just would love confirmation from the team that you feel the same way if you do.
I agree with you.
For a minute, yes. Wayne, I thought John was coming over the top, Wayne, and saying we're going to have to blow it up. I thought
it worked really well this year.
Cool.
I will second John's thoughts. I thought things have gone very well.
I third him.
Perfect. Jim, good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
And at some point, the record will show that Jim Lee joined. Perfect. Those were the only items on tonight's agenda. So I don't know if that means that, Stephanie, it's more likely than not you get a banana split and not just a regular good old ice cream. But I did want to ask the team, I think... April and May, given the timeline we have here, would also be lighter meetings. Wayne, Steph, am I mistaken in that assumption?
Yeah, they may or may not be. One of the things that we'd be looking at in some of the unscripted meetings to come is, I remember the group would be interested in periodic updates for ongoing or recently concluded projects. And that could be a combination of, almost like a desk review update from myself and Stephanie of, where the status is. And it could also be, applicants could come in and give updates their own selves.
Sure.
Obviously we need a little like lead time to arrange for folks to come in and make sure they're ready and prepared and so on. But
yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Like, so we don't have any more items to vote on, correct? There are no more. So team, I just wanted to pose, did we want to use one of our next two meetings to spend some time looking at our overall CPC planning? And just, I think the last time it was updated was 2020. And I didn't know if we wanted to review it in advance and have an update discussion as to what topics the team may want to talk about and learn. So for example, we have identified priority parcels in that document, and it might just make sense that we review them. And even though we may not make a change, we can then at least say that this plan is current as of 2024, because I think the website says 2020. So it might be no change. I'm not saying we should review so we can make a massive new plan. I'm just saying we should review since new members have joined since that plan was done. And it might be an opportunity to gain alignment and or schedule time for future discussion based upon the items that are in it. And I don't want to assume, does everybody know the plan I'm talking about? It's out on our website. This is normally where I would ask somebody who had been here for a while to say, I'm sure some of you worked on it, right?
I've been here a while and I did not work on it. I've seen it.
I'm familiar with it. It's centers, some of it centers around too much CPC money in Northeastern, not enough in SALT, and so on and so forth. We see a lot of it in our applications that it meets criteria.
Sure. I don't know where the plan is. I thought the plan
had there on the second to the bottom paragraph.
This one?
Up, please.
Sure. The one before that.
And then the 1, 2, 3, the paragraph that begins CPA funding. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, there it is. Not sure it could have been more obvious by stating the 2020 CPA plan is here. So my question just is, you know, do we want to give the team time to read this? And then at one of the next two meetings, on my list was exactly what Wayne pointed out, to just get an update on key projects. Wayne, I do want to ask you just in general, and I don't need it now, but could you do me a favor and go through the warrant articles? And I'll give you an example, but would you mind reaching out on the Keach Field fencing to make sure that the rec committee is still good to go, and that they don't have any concerns about being able to execute that fence installation, for example? There was some discussion about where utilities were and all that good stuff. So I think it just might be good practice if you, Stephanie, and I kick the tires and all our warrant articles, to your point, just make sure that nothing has developed since our last meetings on this, that we may want to pull a warrant article, if that makes sense.
Would it be worth checking with Wendy on how much we have available funds versus the commitments, and also where we stand in the various categories of required expenditures?
I think she just gave us most of that update last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it last month?
The last meeting.
Yeah. I think it's an answer to your question, Tom. I think it's a great idea to do a refresher, especially now we got the opportunity. We do have some light agendas. So I'm all for that.
Sure. So, team, hearing nobody say no, what I'll probably do is just take a look at this document with Stephanie and Wayne. And for the next meeting, we'll break out some pieces. I know that there's it's like 13 sections. And if we feel like we can get to all of it, let's see how many pages, it's like 22 pages. Maybe we can update the list of projects, for example. So I'll just work with Stephanie and Wayne to see if we can get some of this updated before we get to the meeting. If not, maybe it'll be not the next meeting, but the meeting after. But appreciate, John, the support. And again, at worst, we can review it and put 2024's date on it with the current listing of people. And at best, we can update some items, get it more current. And maybe we need to have a discussion about what the priority parcels are and if that has changed, if there should be things added or items taken off. So give it a read through. I will send this out so that everybody just has it handy and you don't have to stumble like I did across the very easy to understand website. And that's it. I don't really have anything else except to say, if you all have other ideas, please email them to me. Like, I like Wayne's, let's get an update on some projects that are completed. The items that come to mind are So the school project. So I know the North Playground has made some incredible progress. We've had some picks that come through. The South Playground is currently, we're getting an update regarding the status of the contractor designation, so on and so forth. So we can definitely go through some project updates on one of our meetings. We can look at the community preservation plan for one of our meetings. And if there's anything else that comes to mind that people want to get an update on.
Cool. I did want to mention, I know I'm traveling on April 11th. I'm not entirely, those arrangements are not nailed down, but there is a possibility that I will not be here or sure. I'll be in the air. But I don't think that, and perhaps I missed a meeting, but I feel like the discussion of priority parcels has not been discussed in depth for quite some time.
Yeah, I would agree, Amanda, especially in light of the conversations we had with the Ames family a couple of years ago.
Yep, I agree. So and I appreciate if anybody else has some travel considerations, I really would welcome as many, if not everybody, to be present for discussions like that. I think that they fundamentally can impact the direction of the town and certainly our priorities, and we can play a meaningful role in many of these areas. So appreciate that heads up, Amanda, and we could certainly shoot for May to have this conversation.
Absolutely.
Cool. Look, I don't want to brag, but I think it's a 19-minute meeting, so could be the quickest CPC meeting we have had yet if you guys are all set.
All set.
Move to adjourn.
Good. Motion to adjourn, Varela.
Second,
Ventresco. And going in reverse order, Al Benson.
Aye.
John Ventresco.
Aye.
Dennis Sheedy.
Aye.
Amanda Varela.
Aye.
Jim. So what happened?
Aye.
Amos Kedem.
Aye.
And Meredith Keach.
Aye.
All right, Tom Broussard's an aye as well. Good to see you all. I hope you have a great day. And as always, thanks for everything you do for us.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Hi.
Cheers.
Enjoy your ice cream.
Thank you.